following has been produced by PutThemInASong.com.
My name is Shane Yoder. I write songs for a living. And every day, I hear stories transform into songs. Now you can too. Welcome back to The Root Note. I'm not exactly sure how it came to me, but I think my wife Chrissy and I were talking about if we were drinks, what kind of drinks would we be? I think I said she would be probably something colorful with an umbrella, and I think my answer for myself was probably milk. But around this time, I received this song order. So naturally, it was one of the questions I asked this couple, and I'm sure glad I did. This is episode 7 of The Root Note. Fireball.
You have to delete that.
I don't know. Ken's laughing in the background.
Seems like.
Okay, should he be here listening to me or should he leave?
It doesn't matter. Do you feel comfortable with him being there?
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much put it all out there the first time when I wrote the song. So if he doesn't like it now.
All right. Well, let's get started.
Call is now being recorded.
Where do you guys live now?
We live in Florida. We are about 5 miles from the beach. I love it here. He doesn't love it so much.
Why not?
He doesn't like the heat. He likes seeing the season, especially the fall, and he enjoyed the winter. But he kind of rescued me at a time in my life that was not so good, and he gave me a latitude change.
A latitude change?
Yep, instead of an attitude change. Kind of gave me some time to take care of some things. He wanted snow on his boots, but he gave me sand on my toes instead.
Do you like that better?
I do, but we'll eventually do that 6 month thing where we're up there and down here. Because that's the right thing to do. He was the lead singer in the little church band. And thought that was kind of cute. He had a good voice.
This isn't the little church band she was talking about. This was recorded in 2016. This is Ken singing the tenor lead in his quartet.
Welcome back to the True Vine Gospel Saying, the True Vine Quartet.
Well, you rock my soul
down in the
bosom of Abraham. You rock my soul
down in the
bosom of Abraham. You rock my soul
down in the
bosom of Abraham. You rock and rock and rock. Hey,
Lordy, Lordy,
oh, rock my soul, rock my soul.
Well, the poor man lies
filled with glory and honor.
Unfortunately, at the time, he was dating somebody else, but they happened to break up.
I sort of always knew who she was as far back as I can remember, because she was one of my friend's little sister. And it wasn't until we were at a youth group function that I suddenly realized one night that my friend's little sister suddenly grew up and she got my attention.
I gotta stop it. Alright, so when you say she suddenly grew up, what are you talking about?
Well, I always looked at her as a child, I guess. And here was this young adult. Suddenly that night when I really got to notice and totally knocked my socks off and was, I'm like, where did this hottie come from?
And we went to church activity and we were playing freeze tag. And I noticed he kept holding my hand a little bit longer at freeze tag and wouldn't let go when we were unfrozen. Sounds like a pretty weird way to say, oh, maybe the guy likes me, but that's how we first met. Now I started noticing him.
How old were you?
Too young. I was 14. Way too young.
How old was he?
17. Still too young.
Okay.
That could be why mom and dad frowned upon it.
That wasn't your first date, though, was it?
No, you'll see, because we were so young, we weren't encouraged to date or allowed to date. So we were creative in our ways. What we consider our first date was a Friday the 13th in August. We arranged to meet each other at a country concert at the county fair. We weren't supposed to be together. I didn't tell anyone or ask. We didn't pick me up, but we met there at the stage they have for concerts, and that's where we sat down for our first date.
Do you remember who that country artist was?
The Younger Brothers Band.
If I ain't got no cream for my coffee, a little milk will do just fine. And if I can't afford to buy me some brandy, I'll pick up a little bottle of wine. But if I should ever lose your love, girl, nothing's gonna pull me through. Girl, there's just no substitute for you.
See, I don't remember how it was arranged, other than we had to do something that was not... where I didn't go pick her up, and we didn't go to some event where nobody else knew where we were. So we went to see the Younger Brothers Band. I thought the Knights couldn't get any better than that, because he sounded just like the Oak Ridge Boys and did a lot of the Oak Ridge Boys music. And there I was with my newly found hottie on my arm up in the bleachers. Then I spilled a Coke all over her, down her leg and on her foot. But that's how the night went down. It was Friday the 13th. We will forever remember Friday the 13th because of that.
So if you didn't care who was singing, you obviously went there for him. What drew you into him?
He seemed like... okay, I got things. He was a gentleman. He had kind eyes. But I remember... talking to his sister. No, I was talking to Ken, and he had his wallet out, and I was looking through the pictures. No, wait, it's not the money, because there was no money.
Yeah.
But there was when we used to have pictures in our wallets, because now no one carries pictures in their wallets, because they have all the pictures on the cell phone. But he had pictures in there, not very many, but he had a picture of a little sister. And I thought, how cool is that, that this guy... Big Brother is carrying a picture of his younger sister, and that is actually how I first thought, this is a cool guy.
Probably her outgoing and strong personality. And this brings up part of our opposites. I can have a conversation with most anybody if the other person is equally able to contribute to the conversation or to throw ideas around. I'm not one to just get a conversation going with anybody, but she is very outgoing when it comes to meeting people, talking to people. That was the first thing that attracted me, because it's when you're somewhat withdrawn the way I was, and you meet somebody who is so outgoing and full of life, and then looks the way she looked on top of all that. I mean, what was there not to like?
But that's probably what really piqued my interest.
He was a family man.
At least he seemed to be nice to his sister. And coming from a family of four brothers, it was nice to see one that was nice.
So you're married now. How'd the proposal go?
Well, I was getting ready to graduate from high school, and I had high hopes of going to a college in Florida and wanted to get out of where I lived and try something new. And apparently he thought maybe I shouldn't leave. Because the day I was talking about it, we stopped at a little place called the Overlook. We went there not necessarily to count the stars, but to talk. And as we were talking, he pulled out an engagement ring and asked me to marry him. So I said, yes, I will. And then I hid it from my parents, because I knew I wasn't supposed to get married before I was 21. So I hid the ring from my parents. When I would wear the ring at night when I was in bed. And one morning I was time to get up to go do chores. I took my ring off. But apparently I fell back asleep, because when I came back in from doing my chores, the ring was on my pillow with a note from my mother that said, "Wowee, look what I found." long story short, I got married before I was 21. They did give us permission, but still too young. I wouldn't recommend that to anyone else, but thankfully it worked out for us.
We both love sitting around the fire at night. And that's one of the things when we go back home on the property, even though there's nothing else there, I do have a fire ring, and I love sitting out there around the fire under the stars. And we do that down here occasionally as well. And we do that in some of our travels to California or Glacier National Park, where we most recently went hiking. So sitting around a fire is probably the most common thing, but we do enjoy hiking, and I didn't always, but we do like strenuous hiking, hiking up mountains that are not for the faint of heart, something that'll really challenge your physical ability. And some of the scenes that we have seen on some of those hikes all across the U.S. from New York to California are just nothing short of spectacular.
There are few things, probably sounds awful, there's few things that we like to do together because we are opposite. But some of the things we like to do together is just like sit down right now after dinner and just have a glass of wine and just talk about our day. Because he's a pilot, he's gone a lot. We like to take time just to sit down and talk on the phone. We both like to hike, bike riding. He likes it more than I do. Both love campfires. Both love good music. We both love good food and sharing that with friends and having a group together and having good quality time with friends too, scheduling those. And sometimes the best times are when they're not scheduled, they just happen. We went to the Grand Canyon one time. My parents gave us some cash at Christmas, which has never happened before or since, but we decided to make a memory and we went to the Grand Canyon rafting for 3 days and two nights. It was awesome. And then we went through Death Valley and he got a speeding ticket. And so we stopped after that and we stopped at some little restaurant. We were asking the people, what do you do here? What's going, you know, what do locals do? And they said, you are at the base of Mount Whitney, one of the most beautiful mountains in the United States. So I had been hiking before with my friend Brenda, but never with Ken. And I'm like, Ken, I want to do this. Will you do it with me? And he's like, sure. We get little fanny packs and we've got like two or three granola bars and maybe two bottles of water each. And we start on this hike and we see these signs that say you're supposed to have a permit to be on this hike to go to keep ascending. And I thought, we'll be fine. I sometimes holler outside the line. And we're now getting through snow, like 6 inches of snow, something like that. And it was a beautiful hike. We saw meadows around the bend. It was just gorgeous. And so as I'm going, Ken is getting quieter and quieter. And I'm like, Ken, what are you thinking? Why aren't you talking to me? And he turned around and looked at me and said, Sheila, what little air I have right now, I am not wasting on you. And you can ask someone else to take you next time. Okay. But he grew to love it too. He loved the hiking. We've had some great memories with hiking. One time we were coming down from Mount Marcy in New York and it was humid. It had rained and there was a lot of small rocks and so you had to really watch your steps. We just passed a sign on the way back that said 2 miles to the trailhead. And Ken was ahead of me, and I'm like, I got to mess with him. And so I said, baby, I've been wanting to talk to you about this for a long time, and seeing that we have 2 miles to go, this might be a good time to talk about it. And his shoulders in front of me literally sag like 2 inches, like, oh, what is she going to talk about now? And I couldn't resist. I started laughing. The look that he gave me was like, if he had a hiking stick, he probably would have beat me with it.
If your wife was a drink, what would she be?
Fireball. on some occasions, and then other occasions, she could be a tall glass of champagne. But it totally depends on the circumstance, and her personality can take her in a lot of different directions. And I can't say she's fireball all the time, nor can I say that she's champagne all the time. But one thing that I've told her often. I think she would have to agree with this, that I've told her that often. You can put her in a suit to go to work, or you can put her in boots and jeans to go to a rodeo, or you can put her in a bathing suit to go to the beach, or you can put her in some sort of a comfy, what she would call dressing down, to just spend the night at home. And she can rock any of those looks. And that's why I say she can be that glass of Fireball, and she can also be that glass of champagne.
Well, what would you be? Would you be her fine wine?
I'd be lucky to be a good IPA. I've told her many times she's the spice to my otherwise dull life. I don't know what I would do.
Well, I think Ken would be something distinguished, something calm, something that's aged to perfection. I say that as a compliment because I like a distinguished man, a gentleman, and I would probably say...
I'll go ahead and interrupt here. You did say you were opposites.
Yes. Yeah, I don't age perfection. I am not put in oak barrel and aged well and come out fine and smooth. I'm a little bumpy. I jump over the boundary a little bit, so I'm probably not a fine wine. I might be a little, I don't know. But I hope to be slow, steady, and always constant, but I'm not always. My first impulse, I have to control my impulse.
Can you talk a little bit about...
That question's coming, isn't it? Go ahead, ask me.
Well, I was actually going to ask you to talk about moving the ribbon.
Oh, okay, that's good. I thought you were stuttering about drinking too much wine or something in government. Okay.
No, that's coming late.
Let's see. I was thinking about that. Ken is a godly man. He's not a perfect man. He makes mistakes. He's just not a perfect man, but his Bible is always present in the morning when he is home. I know when I'm getting ready, I know where he is. He's sitting in that leather couch, and the Bible is right beside him. His coffee cup is there, and that's a constant in his life. And the only thing that changes about that is the ribbon. It keeps moving. It's not just, there's not dust on the Bible that he keeps looking through it, looking for answers. And does he struggle with life? Absolutely. Does he get angry about things? Absolutely. Not close to perfect, but he keeps going back to God. And that one thing I respect about him, that no matter where he is, the top of the world, the bottom of the world, that's where he goes, back to the Bible.
Okay, what is government parking?
Government parking. Okay. This is that thing when I said, if you know, you can't ever unknow. We were visiting family and staying at a nephew's house. And we even out to dinner. Had a nice dinner. And feeling a little... cozy. As we're driving home to my nephew's house, we see that the lights are on. I'm like, Ken, not going to that house to do that. Not when my nephew's awake. Just can't do it. So he takes off. Like, where are you going? I don't know. So we're driving with country road, and he takes me on this back road up this hill. I'm like, where are you taking me? So he finds a nice quiet spot, and we're, you know, cuddling, being very sweet to each other. And when the deed was done, all at once we see flashing lights in the background. And as soon as I see these flashing lights, I just die laughing. Ken is freaking out. Ken is, you know, everything's in a line, you don't step over the boundary, you know, behave, and I just dying laughing. And Sheila, what's going on? So we can't say that. We see this guy coming with a flashlight. We see him shine the flashlight on our license plate. He brings the flashlight up to Ken's face, and as he puts the flashlight on Ken's face, he says, "So, what brings you to this part of the woods?" And then he shines the light on my face and says, "Well, if this isn't my class president, hey, how you doing, Sheila?" I die laughing. And so what he did, he took me to some government property that was private, but apparently not private, but the game warden was out watching to see what was going down. As we leave the mountain, I'm still dying, laughing, and he's horrified. I'm like, "Ken, he should congratulate us. We've been married over 20-some years. He should congratulate us that we're parking." He is a man of few words, but he does have some things he says often. He often says, "I was country when country wasn't cool." I don't know who wrote that song or sang that song a long time ago. I'm thinking Tammy Wynette, but I could be totally really wrong. But anyway, he used to say that. I like a variety of music, but he was country boy singing country songs on his little blue transistor radio many years ago, so he kind of jokes about that. He often says, "This isn't my first rodeo." He loves to cook with his friends down here in Florida, and they're always trying new recipes. The saying he says sometimes is, "You know what, this doesn't suck." When they're tasting their food or trying it for the first time, when he's texting it, calling it to his friends.
Well, what do you think about his cooking?
His cooking is divine. I attribute my poor cooking to his wonderful cooking. But he's home 7 days in a row, so he can do that. But he's always trying new recipes that I'd be afraid to try, and then he invites people over. I'd be like, "No, practice that 3 times and then invite people over." But people actually come over. Ken home? Is he cooking? What's he serving? So he's a great chef. I do a good job of cleaning the dishes.
What would you like to tell him in a song?
I wanted to know that I love him and us, but also being real and recognizing the real in our life. You know, people talk about getting married. You're married 30 years. All that's awesome. That's wonderful. And it is, but it can be a lot of work. Our office is in a lot of weight. And I want him to know that he doesn't need to be like me. He doesn't need to like all the things I like. I love the history that we have between us, but I can say one word and he will know what I'm talking about, or we can share this story from wherever. It can be across the room and he can give me this wink and still makes my heart beat a little fast. He is a person that it doesn't matter if what my feeling is, if I'm scared, if I'm excited, if I'm mad, whatever the emotion is, I want to share it with him first. Whether it's, you know, he's not there or not, but that's the person that he is to me, and I wanted to communicate to him that in a different way. He loves music, and often when I ask him what he wants for a gift, he's like, "I don't want stuff, I want experiences." So for this, for our 30th anniversary, I wanted him to know in a very different way, but a very personal way, that I love him and that I love us just the way we are.
This was all new to me. I had no idea that something like this is even possible.
What was your reaction?
She even has this videoed when she played me the song by a campfire by the lake. And I was just totally blown away because it was everything that was in the song was us, or a combination of her and I, different phases, different parts of the song, was part of our journey. And I was, it made me chuckle several times just listening to the whole thing, the way it was put together. It's very well done.
So you had a song written for him?
Yes, I did. I love to give gifts, and I love to think of the details. Like if someone tells me 3 months ago, I love that seashell, wouldn't it be cool to do this? I love remembering that and making a gift that is very personal and very special. Like when people open it, they're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe you did that. And so when I saw this idea on the website of put them in a song, I'm like, this is perfect. It'll be so good to do it. But I didn't realize how emotional it would be for me as I'm answering the questions. I'm really searching my heart and my mind is like, what, how can I show my love and my appreciation to this person? And I thought, what a perfect way to share my heart in a fun way, in a safe way, but in a way that he can keep forever. It's not a card that can get lost, it can be thrown away. It's a song. So, sounds corny, but it was a song from my heart. So I loved it. It was a present for me too. You know, to be able to find those words and answer those questions that I probably wouldn't have asked myself before in an anniversary present. So that was really a cool opportunity.
After hearing what was in the song, what's something that you would put in her song?
Oh boy.
Is there anything different?
No, I mean, everything was spot on. And the song very, very much described, particularly the chorus, the difference in her and I, in that we are opposites more than we're the same in a lot of ways. And the song reflected that. If I were to come up with a song, and I'm not creative in that regard, but to describe us, I would have to come up with more opposites to accurately reflect us in our relationship.
What kind of music does he like?
He's a country boy. He likes country music. Well, actually, he likes good harmony. So he likes the old, I guess I would call it gospel music, like the Gaither vocal band kind of music. It's some of the music that maybe I don't like to listen to so much, but he loves harmony in a song.
Well, he's a singer.
He is. He doesn't need the music to be too fast, a little slow enough that he understands the words. But he loves it a cappella, but vocal quality is important to him.
And now, with Erica Chambers on vocals, this is Fireball.
Oh, Lord, you, I can't get over you. So confident in boots, old truck smelling new country when country wasn't cool. Please, baby, please. Keep moving that ribbon in the good book in the den. I also love it when you make me miracles in the kitchen. You're my first thought when my heart beats fast. You know what this doesn't, babe? It doesn't suck that opposites attract. Government parking's on my mind. You're my first thought when my heart beats fast. You know what this doesn't, babe? It doesn't suck that opposites attract. You're my evergreen and I'm your heart beach. People know when we throw back. my first thought when my heart beats fast. You know what this doesn't, babe? It doesn't suck that opposites attract. You're my evergreen and I'm your hard beach. People know when we throw them back.
Brought to you by Put Them in a Song, in collaboration with MBI Studios. All guests know they are being recorded and are willing to be. All music and songs are created and scored by PutThemInASong.com. You can follow the Root Note Podcast at Root Note Pod on Twitter. If you would like to have a song or music created for you or a loved one, visit PutThemInASong.com, where you have a better voice than you think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Root Note. Thank you.